American Language Course, Tape 1302C. Practice the pronunciation of the sounds er and ul.
The following words contain the sound er, as in Romeo. Repeat these words. Rain. Race. Ride. Rest. Ready. Brown. Brief. Operation. Barracks. Hurry. The following words contain the sound ul, as in Lima. Repeat these words. Lunch. Last. Long. Letter. Leave. Glad. Flies. Close. Will. Until. Now let's compare the sounds er and ul in these pairs of words. Repeat them. Rate, late. Road, load. Rock, lock. Wrong, long. Royal, loyal. Rot, lot. Pray, play. Crash, clash. Crown, clown. Correct, collect.
Repeat the following sentences. Will you be ready tomorrow? Will you report to my room? Will you mail my letter? Shall we plan our flight? Children should not play on the road. We can collect at a high rate. Now we'll practice the pronunciation and use of some basic speech patterns. Listen to these expressions and repeat them.
Let's go downtown tomorrow. Let us go. Let us go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go downtown. Let's go to class. Let's go to the lab. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's go to the drugstore.
I need to get a few things. I need to get. You need to get. We need to get. They need to get. He needs to get. She needs to get. I need to get a few things. You need to get a lot of stamps. We need to get some cigarettes. They need to get a few tapes. He needs to get a few pencils. She needs to get paper and pencils.
The stores will be closed. The stores are closed. The stores were closed. The stores will be closed. The stores will be closed. The banks will be closed. The offices will be closed. The schools will be closed. The restaurants will be closed. The drugstores will be closed.
You mean all the stores are closed? You mean? I mean? We mean? They mean? He means? She means? You mean? You mean all the stores are closed? You mean all the banks are closed? You mean all the offices are closed? You mean all the students are studying? You mean I can get stamps at the drugstore? You mean Mr. Jones speaks Chinese?
Well, I guess I'll just have to wait. I guess. You guess. We guess. They guess. He guesses. She guesses. I guess I'll just have to wait. I guess you'll just have to wait. I guess he'll just have to wait. I guess we'll just have to wait. I guess I'll have to get some stamps. I guess you'll have to study Chinese. I guess Mrs. Jones is writing a letter. I guess all the stores are closed. I guess that's right. I guess you're right.
Here are some sentences using the special expression, "What's the matter?" Repeat them when you hear them.
What's the matter? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with John? What's the matter with this radio? What's the matter with this car? Nothing's the matter. Nothing's the matter with me. Nothing's the matter with John. Nothing's the matter with this radio. Nothing's the matter with this car. I know there's something the matter with John. I know there's something the matter with this car. I know there's something the matter with this telephone.
Now let's practice answering some questions. You will hear a question. Then you should answer the question with a negative statement. Repeat the correct response.
Example.
Can you go today?
No, I can't go today.
No, I can't go today.
No, I can't go today.
Can he speak English? No, he can't speak English. May John go home? No, John may not go home. Should I get a new car? No, you shouldn't get a new car. Must you travel by train? No, I don't have to travel by train. Will they wait for her? No, they won't wait for her. Would he tell you the time? No, he wouldn't tell me the time.
Here are some affirmative and negative sentences in different tenses. Notice their construction. Listen to them and repeat them.
I feel well today. I don't feel well today. I felt well yesterday. I didn't feel well yesterday. I have felt well for a long time. I haven't felt well for a long time. I'll feel well tomorrow. I won't feel well tomorrow.
They have to work all the time. They don't have to work all the time. They had to work last week. They didn't have to work last week. They've had to work for weeks. They haven't had to work for weeks. They'll have to work next month. They won't have to work next month.
Do you usually go to the concert? Don't you usually go to the concert? Did you often go to the concert? Didn't you often go to the concert? Have you always gone to concerts? Haven't you always gone to concerts? Are you going to go to the concert? Aren't you going to go to the concert?
He has a bad cold. He doesn't have a bad cold. He had a bad cold. He didn't have a bad cold. He has had a bad cold for a week. He hasn't had a bad cold for a year. He'll have a bad cold before long. He won't have a bad cold. This is the end of tape 1302C.